Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey guys, Tim Miller from the Bulwark here from the Birdcage Room at the Bulwark headquarters. And I'm here with Sam Stein, our managing editor. What's going on, Sam?
I love the backdrop, Tim.
Thank you. So look, I want to talk about a guy named John Fetterman,
who seems
pretty, he seems pretty unhappy with his job. He seems pretty unhappy with his employment. He might want to consider other employment where like the hours aren't quite as great. But we have this bill, there's what they're calling a voterama going on over on the Hill with regards to the big fugly bill. And Fetterman, to his credit, is against the bill, is a hard no, but he feels like that's his only job and he wants to go to the beach. So I want to talk about the implications of all that. But first, let's just watch John Fetterman over on Capitol Hill this morning.
Oh my God, I just want to go home. I've missed our entire trip to the beach. My family's going to be back before we on that. So, I'm going to vote no. There's no drama. The votes are going to go. In fact, the only interesting votes are going to be on the margin, whether that's Collins or Johnson and those. But all the Democrats, we all know how that's going to go. And I don't think it's really helpful to put people here till when some ungodly hour. And again,
thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yikes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one. I'll let me go first because this one actually kind of pissed me off a little bit. It's like, what happened to this guy? Like, I know he's been like, you know, through a lot, and I know that he's in this place now where a lot of his own party is really disappointed, if not outwardly hates him. And I get that he's generally jaded on Washington, D.C. and all that entails.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. But like the guy who I covered, you know, 5-10 years ago, you know, he was a passionate guy about certain things. Among them was protecting people who were left behind and like the working class folks of Western Pennsylvania and all that stuff. And he made his reputation as someone who would go to the mat for them, no matter what. And to have him stand there and say, well, we all know sort of how this is going to play out and we're just wasting time. This is all shenanigans and it's games and we're just trying to make political points. Like, one, I don't know how it's going to play out. Does he actually know it's going to pass? It probably will pass. I'm putting my money on it passing. But like, two is have like some, you know, have some things you stand for, right? Like your constituents are going to be deprived healthcare. Healthcare is going to be taken away from them. Your state is going to be deprived of, you know, billions of dollars in help for their green energy manufacturing, which you ostensibly care about. And all this is happening as they're going to ramp up tens of billions of dollars in ICE enforcement to go after people. You're a champion of the DACA recipients. You know, their parents are going to be taken away. They're going to be deported. They might be taken away. If you don't want to be there, if you don't want to make these points, if you don't want to have these arguments, get a new line of work. Like, this is what you signed up for. This is what you got elected for. This is what you told people you would be in Washington, D.C. for. And if it's not good enough and you need to go to the beach, then get a new line of work. Hey guys, this is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now one of the top causes of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce experiencing higher than normal levels of stress. To battle stress, most of us can't wave goodbye to work. And if you work for a political company, you never really wave goodbye to work. Or if you work for a YouTube operation like this one here, well, the work never stops. You never sleep. But we can start small with a focus on wellness. That's where BetterHelp comes in, because therapy can be a great way to talk through the stress that you're dealing with and come up with ways to cope and to be your best self. Therapy does not just have to be for people who have experienced major trauma. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. It's convenient too. You can join a session with a therapist at the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. Plus, you can just switch therapists at any time. As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/bulwarktakes. That's betterhelp.com/bulwarktakes.
I guess I'll just say, I agree with John Fetterman that a lot of the Senate stuff is BS, phony baloney for show. And I think that there is a way to make that point. Sometimes in a way that makes sense, and to just be blunt and to say, I'm not going to go along with a lot of this. And I think that, you know, in 2025, we should do this stuff different. I'm fine with all that. To do it in the context of, I wish I got to be at the beach with my family. Just like, okay, come on, man. It's totally tone deaf and it's totally out of touch, especially with the gravity of the situation as you laid out. But here's the other thing I think that is specific to Fetterman that really grinds my gears about all this is the kind of fait accompli, the fatalism about this. I don't know. There were two Republican senators that voted against cloture in Tillis and Rand Paul. Mm-hmm. Susan Collins, just a little bit ago, indicated that she's still leaning against. So that would take you to 50. So you only need one other Republican to vote no, and this thing doesn't pass. It could be Lisa Murkowski. It could be Bill Cass. I'm not hopeful for any of these people. Right. I guess the point I'm trying to make is, if you're John Fetterman, in a different complaint about Washington, when you're complaining about your own party, you hear him saying these things like, well, you know, just because Trump won, we had to listen to the people. It's important to work with the other side to get stuff done. It's sad that bipartisanship is gone and that everybody has to be so, you know, reflexive and going into their corners. Well, it's like, shouldn't John Fetterman, if he was sincere about the ways that why he went to have lunch with Trump and why he's open to working with Republicans the way other Democrats aren't. If he was sincere about that, wouldn't this be the moment to use some of that political capital and be like, hey, yeah, I'm going to go over there to those guys that I worked with on whatever, the Israel funding, whatever it was, you know, and say, what, you're hurting my state. Could you do an amendment, you know, something that might help Pennsylvania? That might be one option. Could you, maybe they could convince you to vote against it and make the bill, but I don't know. Like, advocate. That's sort of being in the Senate, the deliberative body. You're supposed to go deliberate and try to win people over. And this is not a 60-40 vote. This is right now a 51-49 vote, maybe 50-50, where one vote could make a big difference. I don't think that is John Fetterman actually going to convince whatever one of those people to do it. I don't know, but he should at least try in good faith rather than whine like a child.
Right. Like, in an alternate universe, he takes the credibility he's earned from all this outreach to Republicans and all the criticism he's lobbed at Democrats. And he goes to Lisa Murkowski and he says, hey, like, you and I, let's go craft like an alternate version of this.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it might not work, but let's just try. Right. Like, or hey, like, maybe there's an amendment that I can introduce that would make this bill better. Or, you know, maybe I can like talk to Dave McCormick, who is my colleague in Pennsylvania, and we can like try to craft something. But no, it's like, I don't really want to be here. I'd rather be anywhere else. It may be the most, you know, not existential, but it may be the biggest retrenchment in healthcare coverage in the history of legislation. But you know what? I got a beach to go to. It's like, again, he doesn't show up to the committee hearings, and I recognize that it's been a slog, and I recognize that it really sucks when your own staff turns on you and all that shit. Like, I get it. I'm not saying like that's fun. I'm sure it's not. This is why you signed up for public service. And in the moments like this, this is what people expect from the people that they elect, is to at least have some skin in the game. And it's just crazy.
Yeah, that's why. And Braddock, John Fetterman would have made fun of a senator saying this. Is really the thing.
Oh, yeah, 100%. He would have been like, you loser. Like,
you lazy fuck. Look at the people in my community. You should see how hard they work.
And they don't get to go to the beach. Yeah, they have to go and work. You know,
And your Dave McCormick point is another one. Just to make a final point on this is like, it also lends credence to the things you hear from some Democrats that Fetterman is just being used by these guys, because it's like, if you can go and meet with Dave McCormick, which they've done several things, and when Dave McCormick's happy to see you because you guys can get along when the topic is something that you're punching left on, and you can't go work with Dave McCormick on something like this where you have a disagreement with the
right,
then you're just being used.
Well, this is my theory of the case, is that he's gotten into this kind of virtuous feedback loop here where he gets a lot of kudos from MAGA people and conservative commentators being like, that's the real Democrat. Like, that's a Democrat that I really like. That's someone who's actually like willing to stand up and say truths. And like, he kind of feeds off of that, I think. And I think for him, instinctively now, he likes to punch left and he likes to, you know, call out his party for doing, you know, what is theater essentially. But in this case, I don't think it's theater.
Yeah. And I don't mind a little punch left from time to time, but you gotta balance it. It's balance in all things. Equilibrium, John Fetterman. And do your job. Okay, well, there you go. That's John Fetterman. Lots more happening on the Hill. We're going to keep covering it. So stick around. Subscribe to the feed. We'll catch you soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.